Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just tell him to stay with us. You know, he's not the only guy that gets frustrated in games. We all get frustrated. When you're the best in the world, you might get a little more frustrated than others. But AB is a very passionate football player. I think we all know that. The fans know that. And that's what makes him special is his passion for this game and the passion to be great. And so we're not going to want to take that away from him. When he's getting frustrated in games, just tell him to stay with me and talk to me, communicate with me, let me know how I can, if I missed you on something, if there's a way you're getting open and I didn't see you, let's just talk and communicate. And he does a great job of doing that.
Ben on what AB needs to do. Stay with me. Said he has that passion that was absent yesterday. A personal day, a personal matter to attend to.
Mental health day.
Mental health. Brown back at work today. The question now becomes, should Brown go right back into the starting lineup on Monday night? And we have veteran scribes. Can I go with that? Scribes.
I like
that word choice? Scribes.
I'm fine with scribes.
Scribes, yeah. Calling for Brown's benching this afternoon. Ron Cook, who you just heard for the last 4 hours, his column: Tomlin should suspend AB for Buccaneers game. Mark Cabali or Cabali? Where do I go here?
I've gone to Cabali now.
Craig, do you have a pronunciation
doctor,
guide
my eye
back
doctor
there?
Was a Cabali.
I go Cabali or Cabali.
I used to be Cabali. Now I'm Cabali.
My Cabali eye doctor as growing in up was Cabali.
Rhymes with ravioli,
yes.
Or Cabali as in
rhymes just with about Ollie. Nothing.
I don't know.
So what's the vote here?
Cabali.
Cabali?
We're a 3-0 Cabali show.
Okay.
By the way, What's on Tap brought to you by Fatheads Brewery and a younger scribe, me, in the Beaver County Times, advocating for some sort of tangible game-related punishment.
The award-winning journalist Chris Muller.
That's
Cabali,
right.
Title of
Walter
his
Cronkite.
Unless AB has a good excuse for skipping work, it's time to sit him down. These are writers who are in the locker room all the time, and they're saying that Brown needs to be taught a lesson. Do you agree with that?
I would sit him down for a series or two. And yes, I do think.
Is that really teaching him a lesson? One series?
I'll tell you
what.
What if they
go three and out?
Two.
Back in?
Yeah, sit him for the first two series of the game at the very least. And then you hope that your team plays well enough that they score a touchdown, because you know that would go right through him. I actually think that the circumstances surrounding this game, that being that it's Monday Night Football, that it's in a national TV setting, whole world is watching that wants to be watching football, makes it easier if you're Mike Tomlin to punish him in a way that hurts the team a little bit less tangibly, two series or so, but hurts him more. He doesn't run out there. He doesn't get to do the AB in the starting lineup intro, that whole thing. He doesn't get to do any of that.
Chris, this
isn't
even... He's
planted on the bench with the cameras very conspicuously on him in an unflattering
but
way.
But your idea of sitting him down for a series or two, that's not even a slap on the wrist. That's like getting pinched by a three-year-old.
Still something.
Two series?
More than Mike Tomlin's done. What would you do?
I'd sit him down for the entire game.
Even if you lose?
You don't know that going in.
But even if you end up losing, your passing game struggles, you'd sit him for the whole game. Knowing what the stakes are for the Steelers when they're winless through 3 weeks.
Is what he did on Monday a violation of team rules?
Yes.
Has it turned into conduct that is detrimental to the team?
I would say yes.
Okay, then you got to suspend him for a game.
You got to punish him, but I don't think that you're hurting or you're doing your team any favors, and they all want to win by suspending him for the whole game.
Okay, so let's go back to the last time the Steelers made an example of a wide receiver like this.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, Santonio Holmes gets picked up with weed,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't play against the New York Giants. It's a home game. They lose. They get beat 21-14. So keeping their star wide receiver out of the game, they only score 14 points at home.
Mm-hmm.
They get beat. So you could probably back then say that Mike Tomlin cut off his nose to spite his face. He benched one of his best players. He didn't have to. The NFL didn't step in and say, Holmes had weed, he's done. I mean, that's not how it works with drug offenses. It takes time. But the coach said that it was a distraction to the team. So he sat Holmes down, and they lost. Did that ruin their season? No. In fact, the Steelers went on to win the Super Bowl, and I think the MVP of that Super Bowl was the guy that Tomlin benched because he had weed.
How many times have the Steelers made the playoffs in their history when they are winless through three games?
Never.
So that's the stakes you're looking for here.
Yep.
I just think that it's a situation where because you have never really punished the guy before, you can punish him in a way that might be seen as him getting off light here. And for him, for Brown, the man himself, he'll be like, holy crap, he actually sat me on national TV, no less, when I'm supposed to be megawatt smile
okay,
AV
Chris,
balling
so I'm gonna,
out.
I'm going to turn this back on you again. If they start the game like they did against Kansas City, will they win?
No.
They can't afford. You're telling me they can't afford a bad start.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's the best passer in the league, actually,
okay,
through
so,
2 weeks.
So you're telling me they can't afford a bad start?
No.
And you're also advocating for Brown's benching.
What makes you think that benching. They can? You seem to think that they can afford a bad start.
But you're
start.
Also advocating for Brown's benching.
Yeah.
And he's going to hurt your ability to get off to a fast start.
Oh, I don't. I mean, the defense is really what's at play here. You say bad start. I say.
They had, what, three straight three and outs against Kansas City? And they got down 21-0.
And maybe they'll only have two straight three and outs if Brown's bench for
so
two.
So just
series.
To make sure I hear you correctly, you're saying
bench him
sit
for a
for
couple
two series.
Series and roll
Craig,
the dice.
Craig, is this not the weakest, meekest?
No, because you're actually sitting a guy who's never been tangibly punished this way for two
Craig,
series
how
on
long
national
would you sit
television.
Him down for? The rest of the season?
At least a half. I'm comfortable with the game.
Why?
I think I agree with both of you to agree.
Oh, that's the wishy-washy.
Oh, no,
no, no. The fence sitter over no. here. Mister, I want to be a talk show host says I agree with both.
Here's where you're not seeing it together. Here's what I have. I agree that because it's a Monday night game, it'll impact Antonio more. He will be more upset that he's not there because he knows the big lights are on him and everybody's talking about, oh, Antonio's not playing. So you can send your message, not cost yourself the game. But like I said, if they suspended him for a full game, I tweeted yesterday, trade him. I don't even care about
the guy
anymore.
I think it's easier to prepare for a game knowing that he's not going to be in the game. And so you just completely take that factor out and you just put in a game plan today and you work the next few days as if Brown is unavailable.
What if he completely shuts down as a result of that?
Then
and I understand that you don't judge.
You know what, Chris?
You don't put a punishment in place usually, Pony, by how you think the punished person will react. But if he shuts down basically and
then he's
and
Terrell
dogs
Owens
it,
and he's in another uniform
okay.
next year.
Okay, well, but your season's probably shot this year too because he's still your best
yeah,
overall
okay.
player.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, you're probably right about that.
Win the battle, lose the war. You're okay with that? I don't think Mike Tomlin would be.
I don't think that the game hinges on Antonio Brown playing
lose,
or not.
I'm saying if you lose him mentally for the whole season with a truly draconian punishment of a full game, then I think
well, here,
that's
okay,
losing
so,
the war.
Okay, so here's where we're going to go with this, Chris. If I suspend him for this game,
yep,
and he is still pouting and going through the motions, well, then he's going to be suspended for the next game too. And the CBA allows them to do that. Under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement, you can suspend a player for conduct detrimental to the team up to 4 weeks. Does he want to lose four paychecks? Does he want to? I don't know. He seems to be really about himself and about his money and about his fame and about his stats. And
that's the best argument for why he would show up. But you can show up and play and just not be good AB. You can, like, I think he's canny enough if he was really mad about it, to still, you know, catch six or seven passes a game, but just obviously be a lesser version of himself. If I had faith that the rest of the team, that if you're Mike Tomlin, you might be winning over by doing something like you're describing, if I had faith that they were good enough football players to make this work, that would be one thing. I don't. They need Antonio Brown to have any shot at winning nine
games. So
now
you're telling me if they were a better team, you would suspend him for a longer period of time.
If I thought that they were better insulated for it, yes. The Patriots always are because they have Tom Brady who makes whatever situation work just about.
Well, what does this team have? They've got Juju, who is a budding star. James
they don't
Washington
have Brady,
scored
period.
A touchdown last week. But
they don't have Brady.
I'm just saying they scored 37 points.
We've never seen these guys play without Antonio Brown on the field to actually take attention away from them. Like, what's Juju doing if he's getting doubled on
I know,
every
but
play?
I,
what's James Washington
I
doing?
I saw Ben in a playoff game in Denver with, like, one arm and no Antonio Brown throw for over 300 yards against the best defense in the league that season. So it's not impossible that they could have a good or great offensive showing without Antonio Brown.
And it's not impossible, but it's not likely.
Chris, I just got to do something. I mean, some of these comments from Cook blow me away, like this one from Ron. Brown lost focus on the field and ran the wrong patterns because he wasn't getting the ball enough? Again with this.
Ultimately, I'm playing the King Solomon role here. I want to split the baby.
Chris, you're not splitting the baby at all.
I want to win the football game.
You're cutting off its toenails. You're not splitting
the baby a little bit because this guy's never been punished in any fashion remotely like
Chris,
this.
Chris, if it's a 60-minute game, you're talking about sitting him down for maybe 5 minutes.
You got to win the game. And they're going against a team that has scored 75 points in its first two games.
If the only thing that matters is winning the game, then I'm surprised you even want him to sit whatsoever. Honestly.
No, because I think what he's done has risen to the level of needs to be punished in some tangible way, but I'm still trying to keep my eyes on the big picture. So if you want to call me Neil Huntington, a foot in the present, a foot in the future, that's fine. But what you should call me is James Franklin right now.
Yeah, because I've got that Penn State sweatshirt on.
Incredible gift from you.
Yeah.
A gift.
Well, I want to get some feedback on this because you got some heavy hitters here. Kabali's a heavy hitter in many forms. Calling Brown out here and saying that Brown has crossed the one line you don't cross. He needs to sit down. You've got Cook saying sit him down for a game. And Ron saying in this column, quote, I believe Tomlin will risk losing the other players if he doesn't come down with harsh discipline on Brown. In my opinion, a series or two is not harsh discipline. I would suspend him for the entire game. What would you do with Antonio Brown? How long would you discipline him for now that he's back to work? Would you discipline him at all?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.